23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Bob Graham's along Wednesday, 6th day of August. Joining me in the co-host chair, the host of Active Reload.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Did I scare you?
Well, not really. Unless you were going to surprise me with a new show I was doing.
New show you're doing, yeah.
But, I haven't received that news yet, so.
Okay. All right. Nope. James Timberlake in the seat this morning. How we doing?
Pretty good.
Going to be a hot day, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. I did not sleep well last night. I had one of those nights where you wake up at like at like 3 a.m. and then you just can't go back to sleep.
Oh.
I had one of those nights, unfortunately.
All right.
But, you know, here we are.
Make it through the day.
The sun rose.
That's right. It's out. Beautiful. Going to be a bright ball today. 93. We're looking for today and tomorrow.
There you go.
But you get a reprieve Wednesday, on Friday. Slight chance of a shower, thunderstorm, 75.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Date book, 1787. The Constitutional Convention of Philadelphia began to debate a draft of the U.S. Constitution.
Mm.
All right. 1991. World Wide Web was born. The development of a global internet access and linking was announced by two innovators at the CERN lab in Geneva, Switzerland. In 1993, there were 130 websites.
130.
Yeah.
Now there's 130 million, or 130 billion probably. Yeah.
Hey, tip of the cap, James. Farm Worker Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Today.
Of course.
Tip of the cap to the farmers. Farm Worker Appreciation Day today. We appreciate you. Fresh Breath Day. That's always nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Isn't every breath a fresh breath, technically?
That's true. It could be. Scuba Day. You're a scuba diver?
Yeah.
I know Julie is.
Julie is. Yeah. I have done it, I think, twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
All right. Good for you.
But that was the extent.
Did you like
then
it?
you hear about getting people getting the bends and stuff, and I was like, you know, I don't know if this is for me.
I don't know if I want to sign up for that.
I don't want to get nitrogen bubbles in my blood.
How deep were you going?
Not very deep.
They start you out in a deeper pool.
So right. I was doing that, and you don't have to cycle your oxygen when you're in a pool that's 60 feet deep.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're not. You don't have to worry about bends.
Yeah.
Okay.
But after that, that's when they tell you, all right, they're like, all right, well, it's a little different. When you're in the ocean, you're going deep, you got to cycle, or will get the bends, and you'll get sick, possibly die. And I was like, oh, well, I'll pass. Thanks, though.
This part's cool.
I like that. This pool's awesome.
Yeah, the pool's great.
I can go down and get all the little torpedoes that the kids drop.
All right. Hey, it is Root Beer Float Day.
All right. I had one yesterday.
You did?
I did. That's funny you said that. Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Wow. Was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
All right.
Delicious. I put Gunslingers.
All right.
I said, I'll have one root beer float.
And they were invented by accident.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew that, actually.
The root beer float was reportedly invented in 1893 by Frank Winsner of Colorado. Inspired by the snowy peaks on the mountain near his home, he added vanilla ice cream to the root beer to mimic the snowy top just for fun, and the black cow was born.
How about that?
Also known as a black cow, is what they call it. In many parts I didn't know that either. So we learned something new today, James. That's the goal of the show. We already accomplished the goal early on. In many parts of the U.S., a root beer float is also called a black cow or brown cow. Though some variations include chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla.
That's a lot, I'll be honest with you.
Chocolate ice cream?
It'd be too much.
Oh, yeah.
For me, anyway.
When ice cream hits the carbonated root beer, it causes a bubbly foam due to a reaction between the carbon dioxide in the soda and the fat in the ice cream. A delicious, edible chemistry.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Originally, it was a health tonic.
Of course it was. So was Coke. So was cigarettes at one point. So, you know.
Right. Root beer was first made from roots, herbs, and bark and marketed in the 19th century as a medicinal drink.
Okay.
Luminous in Sheridan brews their own root beer.
Oh, really?
It's actually really good. I like it, actually. So there you go.
I'm not usually a huge root beer guy, but sometimes...
Once in a while. It's a good treat once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Many restaurants, fast food chains are even giving out free floats today.
Whoa.
Hey.
All right. Oh, I should have waited a day.
Should have.
Dang it.
Floats exist around the world with twists, variations of soda floats. They're found globally in Australia and New Zealand. A similar drink is called a spider.
And man, these are all, I didn't realize there were this many unique names for a root beer float.
You didn't know all this. We didn't know all this. Vanilla ice cream is traditional, but not mandatory.
Yeah, true.
People have experimented with chocolate, coffee, cinnamon ice cream.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be bad. So there you go. It's a root beer float day. Go have one. It's 93 degrees today. Go have a root beer float.
I feel like strawberry ice cream wouldn't be terrible either in root beer float.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like that wouldn't be bad.
Okay.
I mean, there's strawberry and cream soda, so it's not that.
I like cream soda. I don't drink it very often.
Strawberries and cream soda.
I don't
drink
pop hardly at all, but once in a while, if I'm out, then I'll have a can.
I'll be honest with you, big time soda drinker.
I know.
Big time. I'm the diet Coke Zero fiend.
Coke Zero,
and Pepsi Zero Sugar hate to see me walk in a room because they know I'm about to down it.
Okay.
That's what I am.
Okay. Just think if you just minus one every day.
Well, it doesn't do anything. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't do anything. Zero calories. It's free.
Yeah, no, but too much.
Dropping it in there.
Too much.
It's great. It's perfect.
All right.
Here's the thing, Bob. I'm to the point now where I'm like, I need it. You know, I'm like,
oh, really?
I don't have one anymore. I need to have that.
You need that.
I need that, please.
Hey, how about a burger? It's the Burger Fest this weekend in Seymour, Wisconsin. Population 3,000. Jeez, I'd love to go to that.
I'd go to that, too.
Burger Fest started in 1989 to celebrate the birth of the burger. The historical figure, Hamburger Charlie, invented the hamburger way back when. Burger Fest includes balloon rides, car show, world's largest hamburger parade.
Man.
A burger eating contest. Yep. That sounds dangerous. And a giant ketchup slide. Hey, there's some fun.
A giant ketchup slide.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hamburger Charlie is Charlie Nagrin, who at the age of 15 sold Hamburg steaks from a street stall at a county fair. Everything starts at a county fair.
Yeah, true. You know? It's either the county fair or it's the World's Fair.
Yeah.
It's a fair of some kind.
You know what else is coming up? The Minnesota State Fair. That's pretty well known.
There you go. Yeah.
That starts later this month. And here's what you can expect. On the menu, birthday cake, cookie dough on a stick. Oof.
That's another fair staple. Just anything fried.
Yeah, Caprese curds,
Italian like cheese curds.
Yeah, like mozzarella curds, deep fried. Ooh,
that sounds good.
That does sound good.
There's not a lot of stuff that sounds bad when it's fried.
Well, yeah, it's true. This doesn't sound very good. Dill pickle iced tea.
I know some people will freak about that.
It's black tea infused with a little bit of dill pickle flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I'm not a big tea I'm not a tea guy. I'm also not a huge pickle guy. So
okay.
My worst combo.
Pot of gold potato dumplings. Cheesy mashed potato dumplings deep fried. Ooh. With chive onion dip.
I want to try all of these. I'm gonna have to walk around that fair for 3 hours to try to walk all of it off, but
and then hope you survive making back to the car. If you don't have a cardiac arrest.
I was gonna say you get an immediate blockage.
Right, sweet squeakers, white cheddar curds in funnel cake batter, deep fried with lemon cream and berry sauce. Sweet squeakers,
delicious.
Oof, triple chocolate mini donuts. Why not?
Mmm.
Tater kegs. Giant deep-fried tots filled with bacon jalapeno, Reuben, and breakfast skillet. Wow.
Man. Honestly, we just had the county fair here.
Yeah.
It was great success, obviously.
Yeah,
we do a lot of it. But that's something they should also start to... I mean, they do it for the rodeo.
They do some pie contests. You know, they do.
But I'm talking like if they brought in like bring a bunch of the food these, trucks and said, hey, bring, go nuts and bring, fry stuff.
Bring in and get creative.
Yeah. It's already a huge success, obviously.
Fry it up,
but it'd
man.
Be cool.
Deep fried. Deep fried central.
Why not?
Let's do it. Okay.
There's only, I'm not a huge, again, like the fair, you'll get me there with the food. And there's one that I've always wanted to go to is a Texas State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
It's right in the middle of, it's not the greatest area in the world in Dallas, Texas, but in terms of their location, but it's right in the middle, right during the Cotton Bowl, which is when Oklahoma and Texas play, biggest game of the year for Oklahoma. You go outside, you get some just disgusting, you know, deep fried cheese curds, and you walk into the stadium, and it's 95 degrees outside. You watch some football. It's perfect.
All right. Okay, now we're eating, right? We're talking about eating.
Yeah, now I'm hungry.
Now you know what we need to do? We need to chew more and eat less. Weight loss experts remind us over and over again that if we eat too fast, I do this all the time, our brain might not recognize when we're full, and then you consume more calories.
You're the one without the patience there, Bob. You got to learn how to slow it down.
I know. They said another reason is, you know, slow down at mealtime. Chewing more could make you eat less. Yeah, I know.
True. I believe that.
Studies show the participants who chewed 2.5 times more than a typical 15 times caused them to eat almost 12% fewer calories.
It's weird to have to tell you. I mean, if you're
chewing 15 times.
Well, and also if you're over the age of about 9, it's weird having to tell yourself, you know, count how many times you're chewing.
Yeah, you got to chew at least 15 times.
See, I don't know.
Jeez.
I don't know if I'm going to do all that.
I need to.
You say that, but you know what, Bob? I think you're all right. I think you're doing all right.
Have you been looking up in the sky lately?
Okay, sure.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, not more than normal.
Not. All right. Astronomical highlight coming up. This is the day, or not today is the day, but this month. You got to look up. Because the two brightest planets in Earth's sky come within approximately 0.9 degrees of each other. Narrow enough. Very narrow. Venus dazzles at a magnitude of 4.0, while Jupiter glows at 1.2, forming a luminous duo in the constellation Gemini. The conjunction coincides with the meteor shower we're experiencing. Even though you see some of that.
Hey, okay.
Check out the meteor shower stuff going on.
Okay? I didn't know we were experiencing a meteor shower.
Yeah, it's still going on. The Perseids meteor shower.
Okay.
So you're going to see the two planets get real close to each other August 19th and 20th. They're slowly moving closer and closer.
Cool.
So it's real cool. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. They're not going to collide.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, no. No worry on that one. All right, James.
To be fair, when you're looking up at the sky, you know, it's a little 2D, so everything looks like it's about to run into each other.
All right. I know.
I'm like, wow, Venus and Jupiter are really close.
They are.
Even though they couldn't be further apart.
Okay. Trivia. When eating snacks in a movie theater, we talked about this. I looked it up.
Popcorn.
Right.
Number one.
Right. How many calories do you think you'll consume?
I don't know if I want to hear this.
The average.
Probably 800.
The average take, James, at a movie theater, 1,600 to 1,800 calories.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Wow.
Dang.
That's like a state fair every day.
Not to mention, if it's it's just you'll eat a large popcorn, and then afterwards you're like, man, I'm still hungry because there's nothing in it.
Just go hungry. Don't eat any other things.
No, see, but that's the thing.
Then you have that 1,800 calories, and then you're right there where you need to be, right?
But if I'm going, well, that's true. I thought you were saying don't eat anything at the movie theater. I'm going to the movie there. I'm getting popcorn.
No, don't eat anything before going to the movie.
Yeah, true.
Okay. What percent of people trust a tarot card reading? Oof. This is scary.
I hope it's a lower number.
It is a lower percentage, but not as low as I thought it might
32%.
Be. 15% of Americans have complete trust.
Complete
trust in tarot card reading. All right. And 20% of us said someone stole their lunch at work last week. Who steals lunch?
Yeah. We don't have a lot of people that bring lunch here.
Right.
We got like at our office, anyways.
We got a lot of treats.
Well, that's true. But that's usually gifted to the rest.
You and I were checking on the treats yesterday.
I think I had three.
I don't feel bad.
Cheesecake squares. Oh, they were so good. I wanted another before I left, but I was like, I think I'm gonna hold off.
No, right?
I'm gonna hold off.
I know they were pretty good. Lots of treats. Okay. How many kids are injured every year by bunk beds?
Oof. Probably a lot. I have been one of them.
Yeah, 22,000 kids.
That's a lot.
All right. If you're going to make change for a dollar today, how many ways are there to do it?
I don't want to answer this question because I'm going to disappoint people.
293 ways to make change for
really?
A dollar. Yeah.
I thought it would just be 100. But I guess that's one way because you do 100 pennies.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking, right, okay.
There's 293 ways to do it. Did you know 2% of the population, I feel bad for these people, are allergic to cheese? Dang it.
You would feel bad for those people. You can get dairy-free cheese, but it's, you know, not the same. Yeah.
Why bother?
Not the same.
Dairy-free cheese.
You know, I used to be like, you know, what's the pizza? It's not...
Oh, the...
I guess gluten-free crust.
Right,
like
right.
Almost vegan pizza, if you will.
Yeah, it is.
I used to be a hater on some of that stuff, but then I had one recently, and I was like, wow, this is...
Pretty good
this
stuff.
This is really good.
Okay.
They're getting closer and closer each day.
Yeah, we talked some more about food today.
Wait, hey, welcome to the KROE Morning Show.
Welcome to the show.
They might as well put us on the Food Network.
James has Swap Shop. He promises he won't eat during the show. Next hour.
I don't promise that.
Okay. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.